In this podcast, Adam Johnston, a Warwick graduate, talks about his career so far in digital marketing and explains that there are a number of opportunities for graduates to break into this rapidly growing industry.
My name's Adam. I work for an agency in London called Grand Union. We're one of the top 10 digital marketing agencies in London, so we actually do lots of advertising as you would traditionally imagine it, but we do all of it online. We also build actual websites ourselves as well. I actually look after all the development side in terms of building actual websites and also helping to build the sort of funky, flashy campaign stuff that we do as well. And it might seem a bit odd that I'm actually here at this sort of an evening, but I actually graduated in 95 with a degree in English and European Literature. And from there, I took what I can only describe as a fairly unusual career path, which took in some jobs and careers that you may not necessarily associate with marketing. For example, I was actually in the army for a while, at the officer training, but unfortunately I got injured. And then after that, I actually ended up getting into this industry through a very circuitous route. And probably the best anecdote I can tell about that is that I was actually so desperate for a job when I came out of the army that I started looking at jobs in accountancy. That's how bad it really was. And after that, I thought, oh God, am I really reduced to this? And it was whilst I was looking for accountancy jobs, I stumbled over a brochure for a computer software company. And I couldn't think of anything at all at the time that was further away from what I wanted to do in my life than work in IT. It never, ever crossed my mind. I think my technical experience up to that point was I managed to open web browsers and read Yahoo Mail probably once a month. And I thought, well, that's interesting. But I went to talk to them, and I found a really, really friendly, really nice group of people who were very interested in taking on people from an artsy background and training them into something different. And I actually did a relatively structured graduate program there, but basically from there I bounced through some very, very technical jobs. I've actually wound up working in marketing agencies, which I've been doing for about 3 years. And my main kind of my main job function day-to-day is, as I say, to actually look after the build and of the actual websites, but it's probably not something that I want to go into too much detail about specifically. But what I did want to talk about was the whole industry of digital marketing. And I don't know how many people here have actually thought about marketing as opposed to arts and as opposed to media. But marketing encompasses a huge number of skill sets that everybody here is probably well equipped to actually use. We, in the industry, we look for people for classic kind of accounts backgrounds, but also in production. Obviously not like television production, but it's still project production of really good websites, sometimes very, very media-centric, very video-heavy, and actually increasingly actually taking on television as a medium as well. I've actually found my industry has been really useful, even though I'm actually the techie, sort of the head of the techie team. Because I've got a background in more like arts and communications, I tend not to speak quite as much gobbledygook kind of nonsense as some of the other guys there, or that's how it sounds to most people, that actually work for me. At the moment, it's a very, very young industry still. I would say the industry's only really started making money in the last few years. For the first half of my career, at least, I worked for companies that generated a lot of cash, but also spent a lot of cash and wasted a lot of cash, didn't really quite know where the money was going to come from. But it's now a much more mature sort of industry. Now, most of you probably won't know this, but online advertising, online marketing actually makes more money than cinema advertising, radio advertising, and it's just about to overtake press advertising generally. And the only two industries that are ahead of it really are television and, say, very just radio. The industry is now starting to suck in a lot of new talent. What we've been doing for the last few years is we've all been nicking each other's best staff, because we found that a lot of people who were in digital marketing as an industry had kind of got into it in the late 90s and stayed in it. And when the big crash happened in 2000, lots of people left and never came back. But now what we're finding is loads and loads of money is coming in from companies that want to spend on digital marketing. It's not just banks and sort of the big financial companies or whatever, it's public sector. There's a huge budget in public sector for educating through government, and we've got huge clients, for example, the Department of Health, we do a lot of work for in education. We do stuff for the Energy Savings Trust, who are all about saving energy and so on. We do websites like that as well as things for finance. So basically my sort of key message, I guess, for you all is that you probably, if you're looking at advertising and marketing, you're probably thinking TV and radio, but in actual fact it's very, very worth thinking about digital marketing, because it's much more stimulating in terms of working with the web, things that you're probably very familiar with. And it's actually, to be perfectly frank, a lot more accessible to get into. And what we're finding is digital marketing rather than television marketing is actually, we just really, really need new talent in the industry. We need people to come through now at the kind of stage that you're at and actually bring some fresh lifeblood in and bring some new ideas and help this thing that's growing like nothing you've ever seen. It's 20-25% a year. So what do I do day to day? I say lots of project work. I also manage people. Management's actually a really nice part of working in this industry. It's not marketing specific, but I thought I'd mention that you don't just have to work on accounts and producing stuff, you can actually do softer stuff as well with the job. In terms of increasing your chances of getting in, it's well worth trying to get some work experience. That's something that I've personally encouraged and have handled before. The industry is very, very welcoming of students, placement students, undergraduates, anybody kind of dropping a line and saying, look, I'd like to come and do 2 or 3 weeks, and there's a much better chance in our industry you'll get paid as well. I've actually had speculative applications where people have written to the agency out of the blue, no application forms, none of that sort of stuff. Just, hello, I'm doing this, I'm really interested in your agency, and I have hired people through that route. Just wrote us out of the blue, and we end up giving the job. It's a very dynamic thing, but if you can show, again, that you're passionate, that you're interested, and that you've got a real line on the specific company you're talking to, we'll pick that up and we'll want to talk to you. So I want to think about the pros of the job. The fact the industry is growing is great, because there's jobs, there's opportunities, and there's loads and loads of interesting work to grow your career in a way, at a pace that you probably wouldn't anticipate in other marketing kind of industries. You get to pick up multiple skills because, again, in digital, you're purely online. We have this expression in digital marketing that you may or may not have heard, which is digital natives and digital immigrants. The digital natives are the people who have grown up with the web, just surrounding them all day, every day. And then there's the kind of the what we call the digital immigrants, which are the people like me who grew up without this thing. But you guys are the digital kind of native generation, and you're the ones that are going to shape the whole industry in the future. So I really think everyone should sort of, if you haven't already thought about it, just think, do I want to spend a lot more time online than professionally than I might have anticipated? The answer is yes, it's definitely a good thing to look at. It's very laid back, you get to do lots of different things. And we do huge numbers of pitches, just standing in front of people like this and sort of talking out. Work should be fun. And this sounds like a bit of a cliche, but it should be enjoyable. If you're not enjoying it, you're going to be miserable, you're going to be depressed, you're not going to want to get up and go in the morning. And it does have a big impact on your life. You earn money. Nice change of being a student. You know, we're actually at the moment, because we're really trying to suck in new talent in the industry, and I'm thinking particularly about my company, but other companies too, we are prepared to pay good graduates, you know, good money, because they are going to be the guys that are going to run the company in the future and make it go forward. People who've been in it too long like me, you just kind of, you start to run out of ideas a little bit, and you need new people to come in and say, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you looking at that? When we were at uni, we studied this, I can't believe you're not working with it. And that's the kind of thing that we need. If you're into marketing, look at websites, look at advertising, think about how it's affected you, how you've reacted to it. Did it repel you? Did it engage you? Did it feel like something that has had an emotional response? You thought, I'm really interested in learning a bit more about that. And start to think about how those things affect you and why they affect you the way they do, because that's really the life of online marketing. It's all about trying to find the right people, find the right audience, engage that audience and get to think about it. Whether it's public sector or whether you're trying to sell them something, it's exactly the same concept. Again, it's really old school marketing, it's just a new way of doing it. If you've got some skills, some development skills, you like playing around with websites or doing kind of interactive games and stuff, think about how you might build things. Because it's obviously, again, unlike some of the other industries, very easy to start creating stuff digitally. And probably most of the people in the room are vastly more skilled, even if you're not even remotely techie in your own mind, than a lot of people who've actually wound up working in the industry. If you want any more, ask any more questions, I'll be sort of knocking around afterwards and happy to talk to you about any aspect of it. So any questions afterwards, just give me a chat.